I'm going to be reading a poem composed specially for me by Gene Robert Foster, the famous Adirondack poet, and it's a poem about her maternal grandfather, whose name was William Newell. So the title of the poem is actually William Newell, Whitewater Man, Drowned in the North River, about 1860. My grandsire sleeps close by the Hudson's side, drowned by the river in his youthful pride. The river he had fought in many a spring, Whitewater Man. He almost seemed awesome, breaking log jams without a thought of fear, until one morning of his last young year, when, from the jam, a log shot toward the sky, striking him down. He fought a while to lie upon a rock, clinging for one look more at his young wife and children on the shore, then weakened, gave the river its full sway, and to the gorge below was swept away. They found him tossed upon the river side, unbruised and white of face as a fair bride. There was no way to bring a pillowed bier. The angry river filled each heart with fear, and so they folded him in peace away and set a white birch there to mark his clay. Years afterwards, I found the sacred spot and thought to move him to a holy grot. But the great birch forbade. Its roots had twined and held him as a sacred trust to bind. One who had loved the river in long peace, one who forgave the river in release. And in his climate I shall come to lie and dream perchance and hear the wild loon cry. Content because of some strange hardihood, a river always mixing in my blood.